welcome to the Yoga Focus podcast. I'm Laura Gellner, a yoga therapist, occupational therapist, and the owner of Focused Wellness Therapeutics. I provide one-on-one yoga therapy sessions, small group therapeutic yoga, and online education for yoga teachers that is rooted in science. For more information, check out my website, lauragyoga.com. Let's go through the three different categories of grounding so you can start to get a sense for which one is the most effective for helping you to feel really anchored and safe in the present moment. So we're going to work through a mind technique, a physical technique, and then a soothing technique. When we're working with the mind to create a sense of grounding, one of the techniques is to work through the five senses and to direct your attention on purpose to each of those senses. So the first one is to focus on your sense of sight and look around you with a lot of detail and focus to notice what you can see. And you can also go through the process of labeling things in your mind. Right now, I can see a tree, a picnic table, a car, a house. So that process of going through and labeling things that you can see is a technique for mental grounding. Then I could switch and pay attention to everything that I can hear and go through that same process of labeling. Right now, I can hear the birds chirping in the trees. I can hear my neighbor's air conditioner, and I can hear the traffic on the road behind me. And then I'll switch to the sense of smell. So right now I can notice the smell of being outside. It rained a little while ago, so the dirt is wet. And then bringing attention to the inside of the mouth. Even if you're not eating or drinking something, I can still taste a little bit of the toothpaste from brushing my teeth. And that's a very subtle input. So you really have to focus down to be able to notice that. And the more you have to focus and kind of reach to find that information, the more effective that grounding technique will be. And then the last one is noticing everything I can feel right now. So I can feel my hands against my knees. I can feel myself sitting on the bolster, and I can feel my feet resting against the floor. I can feel my clothes against my skin and the air against my skin. So going through that list of noticing very specific things with my senses and then in my mind labeling what those experiences are is an example of a mental grounding technique that you can use pretty much anywhere and nobody's going to know that you're doing it.
So the next one is physical. This is one of my favorites to use, is physical grounding. So you're just going to go touch your finger to finger to your thumb. 1, 2, 3, 4, 4, 3, 2, 1. I love that one because you can push against your fingers as much as you want or as little as you want. You can rub them a little bit as you're doing it to feel the tips of your fingers. And the counting helps you focus your mind further on what you're doing. So you could be doing this underneath a table or nobody will even notice. Another one I really like doing is with my feet. So you could do this standing, sitting in a chair, on a desk. Nobody will really notice. So all you're gonna do is just pay attention. You can just lift one side of your foot, push down, lift the other side, and kind of just rock back and forth between the 2 feet. And again, you can go as little or as hard as you want with this. You can go really small if you want. Or just kind of spread your feet out, your toes if you want, lift them up. You can kind of just pick any variation that works for you. You can do both at the same time if you're sitting down.
The third category of grounding is the process of soothing. And there's a lot of different things that you can do that are soothing to the nervous system. I'll give you a couple examples. And I think these are especially helpful maybe when you get done with work and you come home and you're trying to go through that transition from being on and being alert to really letting yourself relax. You can go through the process of using your thoughts to tell yourself as you walk through the door and as you come into your home that I am safe now, I am home. Actually saying those phrases to yourself over and over when you're going through that transition period to remind your nervous system that now I am home, now I am safe, can help with that transition and the process of soothing your nervous system and helping you to wind down. The other technique that can be really effective, especially with soothing, is to pick a specific smell or scent. If you have a candle or some essential oil, that you train your nervous system to know that this is the smell that signals safety and relaxation. When Patrick used to get home, I had a certain spray that I would spray in our bedroom that had a really calming effect to it, and that would signal to his nervous system that he was home, he was safe, and it starts to cause that cascade of changes in the body as the nervous system switches over to a relaxation response. So you're going to take whatever essential oil or maybe a blend of essential oils that you find to be calming and only use this during the transition to when you get home and you're done with work. You can put it on your hands and rub it together so that you can actually smell that. You could put it in a diffuser. There's a lot of different diffusers. And just take a moment to smell. And while you're drawing that scent in, remind yourself, I am home, I am safe. So you're trying to pair the smell with that experience of safety. And that will start to strengthen your response to that grounding technique. I think one of the really important points to notice here is that you will respond more strongly to any of the three categories, either mental, physical, or soothing. And the more that you practice that specific technique, the more conditioned your nervous system gets to using that as a way to anchor yourself and to feel safety. So it's all about the practice.
Thank you for being here on the Yoga Focus podcast. I'm Laura Gellner. If you would like to stay connected to more yoga resources, you can follow me on Instagram at Laura G Yoga. I have many YouTube videos at Laura Gellner, The Yoga Focus Method, and you can find links to my book, Yoga Therapy at the Wall, and all of my online courses at my website, lauragyoga.com. Thanks so much for being here.